daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Week in Review, bringing you news, rumor, and culture reports from the front lines of the magic industry. I'm Justin Robert Young, editor of iTricks.com, and in this February 22nd, 2009 edition of the program, you will hear about David Blaine doing shows in the UK, Darren Brown doing shows in America, and we will have a big report from our own favorite man in the UK, Andy Gladwin, on how things are going at Blackpool across the pond. But here to help me with all of this are two very, very special guests. One is going to be the senior magic consultant for the new season 5 of Mind Freak. You can also see him on Masters of Illusion on the My Television Network. Making his second appearance on the podcast, one of our more controversial guests, Joe Monti. How you doing, Joe?
Yo, yo, yo. I'm doing good.
And joining us, you may have heard him on the Magic Stars podcast, which was, you know, if you're not listening to that, please do. He just opened his new show, Kashetta, Magic's a Drag. That is Magic's a Drag, the contraction Magic's a Drag. Not Magic is a Drag, as I found out when I was trying to lay out the URL on the site. But Kashetta, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm awake. I've survived.
And just to fill everybody in, your first show at the Harmon Theater at the Crave Nightclub in Planet Hollywood, Las Vegas. It's done. It's in the books now, right?
It's officially open.
And how do you feel? How is the day after?
You know what? It's great. I mean, it's nice to have a day off. Of course, it's been a tough week. You know, mounting a show is no easy task. So I've been working 18-hour days, but I feel great about it. You know, I'm glad it's open. It was really well received, and we had a good house, and, you know, I'm excited to be here.
That is awesome. And just to remind everybody, you play every day except Sunday from here on out, right?
Correct. Every day at 7 o'clock, but Sundays.
All right. Well, let's get right into the news. Fresh off his run on Craig Ferguson's Magic Week, including a cross-dressing finale with Kristen Bell, and Alonzo will really join the circus. The off-kilter magician is set to go on the road with Britney Spears as she embarks on a world tour in support of her comeback album. This according to digitalspy.com. Alonzo says she'll be singing, dancing, and doing the illusions all the same. And I guess he'll just be there doing tricks on the side. You know, this is a pretty big stage for Ed Alonzo. Kashetta, obviously you are certainly accustomed to putting on a big spectacle on stage. What do you think the potential is for magic in a Britney Spears show?
Well, I mean, considering, you know, I just saw the video, and obviously she's going, her theme is circus. So, I mean, certainly there's magic going out to a younger audience. She does have a huge fan base. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. Hopefully it'll be positive. You know, it'll be good stuff. I mean, you know, that's always a concern. You know, I think it has the potential to be great.
You know, is there maybe a danger that you don't want to get the magic, you don't want to make the magic too big, because obviously people are there for Britney Spears, but you don't want to kind of just have it be a side act, right? I mean, it's a pretty fine line he's going to have to walk.
Yeah, I'm really curious as to how they're going to do it. I mean, probably not curious enough to buy a ticket to see Britney Spears. But I'm really wondering how they're going to incorporate him into the show. I mean, listen, it's a great gig for him. You know what I mean? You know, all the power to him. I mean, I think that's fantastic. It'd be interesting to see how it's going to work.
Joe Monti, you are currently based in L.A. You've yet to decamp over there to Vegas. Ed Alonzo's an L.A. magician. Are you going to be buying a ticket to support, L.A. magic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I'd go see it. It's interesting because I love Ed Alonzo's work, and I really like Britney Spears. I mean, if you think about it, no matter how controversial she is, she still puts the work in. You know, if you think about people like her and, and the girl from Friends,
Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston. They get their faces on People magazine. People run after them to take photos of them.
Yeah.
I mean, man, I mean, we can only be that unlucky. I mean, that's fantastic. So that Ed is in the midst of this tornado, I think it's fantastic, man. You know, I mean, I would buy a ticket. Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I'd be looking forward to see, you know, it's a show, and that's the beautiful part about it.
And I'll tell you what, you know, I watch, you know, just a lot of, you know, how many headlines a story will get, and especially magic-wise, and this was pretty widespread. You know, they really made a big deal about the fact that Ed Alonso was coming on tour with them. So I'd guess that he's going to be a relatively big part of it, which is very exciting, certainly for Ed Alonso.
Yeah, Justin, now in the press releases, they're not saying Ed Alonso, they're saying a magician, right?
No. It is Ed Alonso. It's Ed Alonso. Hey. Some of the headlines were even like Saved by the Bell magician. You know, it was very very identifying of specifically Ed Alonso. It wasn't just some dude.
I think it's great. Yeah, especially that Ed Alonso is really not known by the general public. I mean, if you think about magicians who are known, you know, you got people like Siegfried and Roy who, you know, even though they were Vegas acts, they still were known by the general public. David Blaine, you know, Angel.
I will say this, though, Joe, you know, for my generation and maybe a little bit older and a little bit younger, do not underestimate the drawing power of Saved by the Bell. That's only half a joke. You know, I've seen with my own eyes. Yeah, Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding, ignite an auditorium just by being there. You know, there was a nostalgia about that show. So,
thank God for reruns, man. It's great.
Oh yeah,
and also thank God for some of the people who decided to expose their naked bodies in nudie bags long after the fact. I mean, that's the reason.
All right. Well, on that note, let's go ahead and move into our promo for Trick Shot Magic. Have you visited TrickShotMagic.com? If not, log on now and browse the over 6,000 items from their vast online catalog of magic. Because they're a real live family-owned and operated magic shop in Southern California. They carry product lines like Viking Magic, John Kennedy Magic, and Theory 11 that you will not find at other big internet magic sites. TrickShotMagic.com is really your one-stop magic shop. But why will you love shopping at TrickShotMagic.com? They have low prices every day, so you don't have to wait for a sale like some of the other guys. And all orders over $50 for delivery within the United States gets free priority mail shipping. They have a live chat service so you can get assistance picking out your magic tricks while you shop. And it's just like you were really there in the store. TrickShotMagic.com bring a live magic shop experience to the internet one click at a time. And we actually had a email in this week asking, because we've done over the past, you know, just to let everybody know, let the folks at Trick Shot Magic know that our listeners do pay attention to their ad. And you know, but we have people that, you know, want to go visit their site. We usually ask the guests to give a really silly question for them to ask their live chat people. So like a the dumbest question possible. For you know, an over-the-counter magic shop kind of experience. We got an email this week saying, why are you just jamming the lines with silly questions for somebody who's advertised on your podcast for so long? And, you know, our answer is, you know, I don't know. It just seems kind of fun.
I like it, man. I think it's, you know, if this, you know, they see that that's what, you know, you talk about being controversial. If you're not controversial, you're dead. Nobody pays attention. So why not raise hell?
Well, you know, and part of it, you know, Sam Blankenship is an avid listener to the podcast. He really likes us, obviously, since he's advertised with us for so long. But, you know, it's partly an inside joke and partly because, you know, it just gets everybody used to the service. You know, if you're calling in and asking, you know, last week our guest, I forget which one it was. They suggested the question would be, which thumb does the thumb tip go on? You know, if you go and you ask a silly question, at least you know that it's there. You know, you're familiar now with that aspect of TrickShotMagic.com, which is a great, great thing. So maybe next time you actually have a question, you will head over there. All right, let's move into the next story. A gossip column in the Daily Mail reports that David Blaine is currently in London scouting locations to pace himself for a UK tour in 2007. According to columnist Richard Kay, the Brooklyn magician has his eyes set on the Roundhouse as a possible venue. He quotes Blaine for his reasoning, "I like intimacy. It helps the audience believe in what you're doing." Now, should this be true, there are certainly a lot of questions moving forward. Among them, will this be a Ricky Jay-style close-up card show? If Blaine hits London in 2011, does that mean he's doing a U.S. show before that? And will he attempt to slip another special in before 2011 or just focus on the live performance? Of course, considering what Ricky Jay charged for premium seating in his last L.A. run, this could certainly be a cash cow for Blaine when you look at, you know, how big of a name he is.
True.
Now, the update on this is that at Blackpool, Blaine was in attendance, and our UK bureau chief, Andrew Webb, actually did talk to him. So look for that interview on iTrix either later. Well, it may actually already be up by the time that this goes up, but keep checking iTrix. Cachetta, let me ask you this. I mean, you just opened a new show, so obviously you've been in that mindset of audience and, you know, advertisement and what you can expect house-wise for a certain amount of shows. But, you know, a David Blaine close-up card show with a premium ticket, that just seems like a slam dunk, right?
It does seem like one. Now, is this his first? Would this be his first live, you know, because I, of course, we've all seen him on television. But, I mean, will this be his first live run?
As far as I know, he made a big splash about a year ago, I think when Forbes magazine published his private party rate, you know, he's done a lot of, you know, walk around stuff for, you know, the rich and famous. But other than that, in terms of a public ticket, as far as I know, this will be the first since, you know, he really hit it big with these specials.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that, of course, it's going to, I would assume that it's going to, there's going to be a huge draw. It's interesting that he's going to the UK to start this, because the last time he was over there in his box,
yeah,
they were throwing hamburgers at him, you know, and he hadn't eaten for days. So I'm surprised that he would start there and not in the U.S., but Maybe there's more of a reason for that.
Andrew Webb, when he talked to him, in the brief email that I got from him about that, he said that, you know, it's not exactly true in terms of the dates, but he's going to be very, very busy. And, and really it would make sense. It would make a lot of sense. Joe Monte, obviously you are currently working with Chris Angel on season 5. I mean, I assume you've been closer than the average layman to Chris Angel's big show at the Luxor. But this is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum and doing a much more intimate close-up show. What do you think? What do you think of Blaine playing London or New York City?
You know, I'll tell you something. I love Blaine. I think Blaine does a great job. But I'm not sure if he can carry a live show.
Really?
Yeah. You know, a live show, I mean, Ricky Jay is fantastic. I mean, he's just a talented, talented guy. And he's also an oddball. I mean, Ricky Jay is somebody you want to pay attention to because he's got such knowledge as a historian and credibility. And, of course, because of his relationship with David Mamet, I mean, he's a good actor, too.
Yeah.
But David Blaine, I think, has become a bit of a joke in the last few years, and I'd like to see him pull out of that because he's a good guy and a good magician. And when it comes to presentation, I mean, he took the world by storm a number of years ago by not, you know, I mean, the way Doug Henning did back in 1974 by just changing it up. So did David Blaine. But I've heard stories. I've heard stories that live at some corporate events that David Blaine, you know, just wasn't as effective as a Ricky Jay on stage.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm saying, I just don't know. I wish for the best for it. I would love to see that happen, but you got to remember we're magicians, we're in this world. So we're a little bit more jaded than the average layperson. I'm trying to look at, you know, being the producer as well as the senior consultant on Chris's show. You know, I got an uphill battle myself because you got a lot of magicians that absolutely hate Chris.
No, really?
But lay people dig him. Lay people dig him. You know, people are always talking about the Luxor show and oh my God, it's the worst. Well, pardon my language. It's the worst freaking show I've ever seen, but there are still people going to see it. And, you know, and I spoke to a woman and I said, hey, what do you think of the show? She goes, it was fantastic. And I said, didn't you hear about the bad reviews? And she goes, what bad reviews? I don't know anything about Criss Angel or about Cirque du Soleil. I went to see a show. So if David Blaine can deliver on the level of actually making a good show, you know, I think people will go see it.
True. Well, I mean, the one thing that doing a smaller show versus a show like Chris's would be is that, you know, Chris, because he's in a larger theater, it's a bigger spectacle. He has to just foot traffic wise would have to put a lot more people than, let's say, a show like this would. So, you know, I think if you're looking at like a 100-seat theater, are there 100 people for, you know, a 8-week run for a Blaine show? Let's just say hypothetically that want to just be in the same room with David Blaine.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Hey, if people went to see Eric DeCamps in Pure Magic, I'm certain they'll go see David Blaine in a 100-seat theater.
Of course.
I mean, and Eric is really only known amongst magicians. And obviously David Blaine's got a huger fan base as far as lay people. So, of course, yeah, absolutely.
Let's just move on. Our one final in new, possible, not yet booked, theoretical tour news. Not only is David Blaine thinking about playing a show in London, but now we get word that Derren Brown is thinking about playing shows in New York City or Las Vegas, likely at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. This comes from his blog at DerrenBrownArt.com/blog. Derren Brown, obviously massive in the UK. Everybody knows him, household name. He had his sci-fi show here, which got incredible critical acclaim, but has not moved on to a second season, or at least, you know, we've heard that it was coming, and it still hasn't. So, you know, I guess the question would be, is Derren Brown an American commodity? We'll start with, you know, the guy who's producing maybe the biggest magic television show ongoing right now, Joe Monty.
I love Derren Brown. I've watched Derren Brown over and over again. I think he's fantastic. I know he had a show here on FX.
Sci-fi.
It died, but it didn't die because it was a bad show. It died because I think the viewership just didn't get it. You know, Derren is a smart guy and he does smart stuff, and I'm not even going to call it magic. It's everything that every mentalist, mind reader, face reader, whatever reader would love to be. And he delivers. I think I could take Derren. I think if Derren gave me a bit of time, I could mold him for this, for the mentality. And it doesn't have to be lowbrow. It doesn't have to be for people who are sitting on the couch who are eating Doritos.
Yes.
I mean, Kreskin was one of my favorite performers. I always wanted to be Kreskin. And Kreskin's not an idiot. Kreskin, you know, to me, you know, he's the Dunninger of his day, and he played the fool, but hey, that lowered what we thought of he could do. And then when he did things that seemed like miracles, they even seemed like bigger miracles. So Derren Brown, if he doesn't come off like a smart ass, if he doesn't come off, you know, because the image of a British guy on TV, most people go to Simon, and they're waiting for that guy to be a little bit crude and rude and a little bit pompous. If we could avoid that feeling with Derren on American TV, I think he could be the next Kreskin here.
So you would say that he has to change who he is or his character to cross over to the U.S.?
Just a little bit.
Kashetta, do you agree? Do you think that he's got to, you know, change things up a little bit to play in Iowa?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, what Joe just said is, I mean, that's, I hope he's listening, because that is incredible advice. And that's quite an offer, you know what I mean, to take somebody and help them out like that. I think he's right. I've had friends, you know, a good friend of mine, Graham Norton, who's a comedian and has been on Comedy Central, and he has been trying to break the U.S. market for such a long time.
Yeah, he had a show here, right?
He had a show here. He ran live. He had a show on Comedy Central, and he just was not able to do it. And I think a lot of that was because it was just the way he came across. He's incredibly funny. You know, he's bright and he's got tons of, you know, he's hilarious. But people just didn't respond to him because he was a little cold and they just didn't quite get it. You know, so I think that's great advice. You know, I think if he was able to just kind of take that edge off and you know, relate to people a little bit more, he'd be in great shape.
So you know, not so professorial, I guess, would be the advice.
Yeah, well, Cachetta said it best earlier. You've got to connect with your audience. And I hate to keep going back to it, but I must. You know, for the people who say, I can't understand why Criss Angel clicks with people, you know, it's not just these crazy, you know, people always think about these crazy loyals that Criss appeals to. Telling you, I have seen thousands of people come out for, you know, for Criss, thousands of people. And you've got grandmothers, kids, teenagers. I mean, when you tap into a teenage market, man, you've scaled a pretty high wall because, you know, they're teenagers are irrational and they're very opinionated. So, but what Criss did to connect is he's got a little minor lisp. You know, he's not perfect. I mean, he looks great, of course, you know, and his body's built up beautifully. But, you know, there's a bit of humility to it. And you need to do that. And, you know, when I went to college, it doesn't matter if the guy was professorial on stage. I was impressed. It's a matter about the presentation. You know, I had a science teacher that was, I mean, this guy was an MIT grad, brilliant, but he was entertaining. It's all about entertaining. Sammy Davis Jr. Look at Sammy Davis Jr., man. He had one eye. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was about 2 feet tall. But, you know, he was a giant. He was a giant on stage because he connected with that crowd. I felt like he's the kind of a guy I would love to hang out and go to Pink's Hot Dogs with.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's so true. It makes a huge difference.
Wise advice. All right. So, Joe, do you want to give out your email in case you know, Darren wants to contact you?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I actually just, you know, I was thinking of this for the last year. I had a lot of people come to me and ask me if I could help them out and all that. And I kind of said, like, look, I don't have time. You know, I got some situations going on with my twin teenage daughters that I'm taking care of, which is good now. But now I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood to help people. I really want to help. And I created a website called fixmyact.com. Okay? And anybody can contact me at Joe Monti with an I, of course, J-O-E-M-O-N-T-I, at fixmyact.com. They could send me video clips, downloads, pictures, something. And I'll be more than happy to say, hey, man, in my opinion, after 35 years of performing and being successful at it, I think you could change this up a little, pull back a little bit, keep your mouth shut at certain points. Believe me, there are a lot of magicians in Las Vegas. I wish they would just do their darn act and keep their mouth shut. You know, it's all about the magic. And Darren, you're great, man. If you're listening, I think you're fantastic. You can just call me directly, okay? And you can get my number through any magician.
There we go. All right, so fixmyact.com. But before we go any further, I just want to remind everybody about Andrew Main's close-up pack. It is Ghost Vision, Ghost Bills, Hyper Cards, Infusion, and Pocket Finger Chopper. Regularly, that will run you $72, but right now on shockmagic.com, you can get it for only $49. As we went over last week on the podcast, Ghost Vision, you might have seen in a UK's tabloid, The Sun, when it was actually passed off as evidence for a spectral haunting. It actually got up there. The video's up on YouTube. It's kind of a viral sensation over there across the pond. But now you can own that very effect as well as four other fantastic close-up effects. Ghost Bills, Hyper Cards, Infusion, Pocket Finger Chopper, and of course Ghost Vision for only $49. That is less than $10 an effect. Head to shockmagic.com. And we have two more points of house business for everybody before I move on. Number one, you might have read on the site that Paul Brook, the UK mentalist, has had a hell of a couple months. He was in a big accident. People have been impersonating him on Facebook and trying to ruin his business contacts. He had a cancer scare that thankfully turned out to be not as harmful as could have been diagnosed. But in going back and forth via email, we decided that he wanted to give away some stuff to the iTrix readership and folks who listen to the podcast. So we are announcing the Paul Brook Road to Recovery sweepstakes. Here's what you're going to do. Paul is going to think of a three-digit number. You email me what you think that number is. Pretty clever contest for a mentalist, don't you think? Just email justin@itricks.com with the subject line Paul Brook. Again, subject line has to be Paul Brook, and the only thing in the body is the three-digit number. We'll announce the winner next week. Also, this Thursday, mark your calendars because we are back on the live chat right here on itricks.com. We're going to decide what the best magic special in television history really is. Go ahead and submit your nominations to vote@itricks.com, and we're going to rank them tournament style and have a big bracket go down and down and down until we finally crown one winner at the end of the night. It's going to be a real, real, real fun time. Make sure you're there. It will be Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Again, Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, live chat. We will decide the best magic special in television history. Be there. We're running out of show here. Right now, actually, we're going to go to a real quick report from Andy Gladwin live at Blackpool. Joining us now, live from Blackpool, England, where the Blackpool event, I don't know, what is the official name for that, Andy?
It's the Blackpool Magicians Convention, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, it's such a singular name, like, I always forget the full flowery pronunciation for it, but it's almost moved into this Prince Madonna singularity kind of thing.
Let's just call it the convention formerly known as Blackpool.
All right, well, you were there. It is right now, but we're talking to you. We're recording you separate from the rest of the show, but it is Saturday. The convention wraps up tomorrow, but I just wanted to get the word from you. What are the big stories coming out of Blackpool so far?
Blaine's here. David Blaine's here. That's pretty big. Everyone seems to have asked me if I've seen David around. Yeah, he's been around, walking around the dealers, having a good time from what I can see.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much, that's the big news of the convention. That's the gossip. David Blaine is in town.
David Blaine actually showed up. You know, we've had, and I want to right now just give a big thanks to Andrew Webb, who's our weekend editor, is providing us with an excellent photo blog. If you want to catch
up, he's a live blogger.
Yes, no, he is killer. He is really, really, really doing a great job, not only for iTricks, but also for Magic Convention Guide, which is his website. So check out, of course, Magic Convention Guide. But, you know, maybe just because we're getting so much information from him, but it seems like a bigger deal this year. Would that be, you know, just my perception, or is that something that you're picking up on as well?
No, I think it's a great year. This is the best lineup of Blackpool I can ever remember, and I've been coming here for about 10 years.
Gotcha.
But from what I feel, I mean, it feels the same, but it's great. Everything's going well. There's a nice buzz around, actually, so it's cool. I'm really enjoying it.
Who are some of the guys that have not shown up in the past that kind of make up this star-studded lineup?
I guess Rudy Covey's the big one.
Yeah.
That's great. It's good to have him around. Obviously, David Blaine as well. Not that he's on the bill, but always creates a nice buzz when you get someone like that around. People like Daniel Garcia, the Buck Twins, and they're getting some great reactions this weekend, so people are loving those guys.
Yeah, I saw
Joshua Jay as well.
Who was the last one?
If I don't mention Joshua Jay, he will actually kill me. Since he's in the same country as me right now, I should mention him. So, yeah, Joshua Jay, he lectured today, and he did amazing. So,
as he always does, right? There's no reason to expect different from Mr. Jay.
Always does. I'd love to see Joshua do a bad lecture one day, just because, you know, that would be more interesting.
That could be its own spot on the bill, I feel like. You know, Joshua Jay really, really horribly bombs a lecture. And, like, it'd be a separate thing from, like, his regular lecture. Because you know that he would never accidentally do it. He would have to purposely nosedive it, show up drunk, curse at the people paying.
And still it would be amazing. That's the annoying thing. Let's just not put him on the bill. Let's get rid of him.
And you'd still walk away with three tricks you could use tomorrow.
Yeah, you'd buy them, I'm sure.
All right, so let's get right into it. You're there with the booth, Vanishing Ink, which is you and Joshua J. You're I guess, would it be a new company? I guess we were talking about it the last time you were on, so can't be that.
Yeah, it's actually, we're close to launch now, which is good since we have a dealer stand here. We are selling our first product, which is called High Spots, the magic of Caleb Wilde, who you may have seen on the True Astonishment DVD series if you spent the money for the wooden box and the plastic stuff that you get with it.
Yes.
Great DVD set. So Kenner Wilde's book is selling incredibly well. We're really pleased with that. And of course, I've got my old stuff, the stuff I published in the past, and Josh has got all of his great stuff. So we've just been having a great time. Me and Josh work together really well. I think we complement each other. So it's just been so much fun working on a company with him, and we're almost ready to launch online. I'd say another couple of weeks, and we should have an online presence. So hopefully you guys will let everyone know about that soon.
Of course. Can we get the URL out now so people can bookmark it, or is that a secret?
That's a secret purely because it's still a GoDaddy landing page right now. So that's not too cool. So we'll let you know as soon as it's up and running.
All right. Well, you know, it is, you guys are definitely, before you've even launched a website, one of our favorite companies, because you're two of our favorite people. Of course, Joshua J teaming with Andy Gladwin, who is on the phone with us right now, live from a Burger King in Blackpool.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very, very much, Andy, for taking the time out.
Well, thank you for having me. I'll speak to you soon, Justin.
Speak to you. Thank you very, very much to Andy Gladwin for telling us all about what's going on there at Blackpool. And a reminder, check itricks.com for Andrew Webb's interview with David Blaine, which happened right there at the convention as well.
Maybe we'll see Cachetta. Maybe we'll see something like Cachetta. You know, it'll be, magic that's not a drag.
There we Cachetta. Go. Drag Freak. A-ing. What do you think? Cachetta, we're pitching it. Drag Freak. You on?
Listen, I've got it. Don't worry. I mean, I'm ready. I am drag freak.
And Cachetta, allow me to sit there, watch the show. I'll make it work, baby. I'll make it work for TV.
I'm going to take you up on that. Listen, we've got it now. We've got it recorded. Everybody heard it.
Done.
I'm just going to say that, you know, if the, you know, the show Drag Freak, the tagline, "Are you ready?" takes on a whole new connotation.
Yeah. Are you red eye?
All right. Well, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Magic Week in Review. I want to thank my guest live from Blackpool, Andy Gladwin. You can see Cachetta. Magic's a drag. Not magic is a drag. Magic's a drag. Go to magicsadrag.com, and it is at the Harmon Theater at Planet Hollywood in the Crave nightclub. Thank you very, very much for joining us, Cachetta.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And of course, the ever colorful Joe Monty. You can see him on the Masters of Illusion. Now, have those segments aired, or are they coming up?
The Masters of Illusion are currently airing. They thank goodness they stopped doing reruns. They finally edited a lot of the latest shows, and you'll see bigger and better performers coming up.
Okay.
New shows.
So they are coming up here. Joe Mondine, yeah. Of course, fixmyact.com, the new online venture from Joe Mondine. Thank you very, very much. You are one of our favorite guests, Joe, and hopefully we can have you on more often.
Thank you. And thank you, Cachetta. And I'll look for you in Vegas.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I'll see you soon.
All right. If you guys would like to fire back on anything you've heard on the podcast, remember it is show@itricks.com, or just go ahead and send us or leave a comment on the Magic Week in Review post on itricks.com. Until next week, I am Justin Robert Young. That's Justin R. Young on Twitter. See you later.
itricks.com.